Airline. Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, I think I'm a little bit early, but...
That's okay. It was actually perfect. The last song just ended in the set.
Did you get that cassette deck fixed?
Well, I got you on the other cassette deck.
You got my music going?
Yeah, you hear it? We got a new slick vibe tape.
Oh, yeah?
New vibe loop. Yeah, it's a good one.
I can't really hear it because I'm up at 48th Street.
Uh-oh.
Well...
Looking at guitar strings?
No, the skeletons, I'm with them, and they had to get a soft case for one of those evil keyboard things.
Mm. How about a strap so the guy can kind of wander around the stage like Edgar Winter?
I did actually see Joe pick the thing up and walk around a little bit with it last night.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking he was going to smash it on the table or something, but...
But the way he was moving with it, he kind of reminded me of that that blind Canadian guy, you know, when they...
Jeff Healy? The guy?
Yeah, when they finally... He kind of hops around towards the end of his gig. Then he looks for his chair.
Wasn't he the guy that was driving the helicopter when Stevie Ray went down?
No, he should have been.
Hmm. So what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe, it's just this crazy 48th Street kind of rock dude thing going on up here.
You must overhear some great conversations.
Yeah, well, too stupid to remember. A lot of stupidity there. I'm looking across the street. There is kind of an amazing looking drum set. I'm looking at it. It's got some glow-in-the-dark colors. Three bass drums.
One for each foot.
Six rack toms. And then a couple of those extra kind of tom-toms suspended from the ceiling. Have you seen that new AC/DC video?
No.
Oh, darn.
Were they suspended from the ceiling when you play them upside down?
Yeah, he hits these ones up by the ceiling.
What's the point of that?
What is the point? The point is sell more stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Because considering like a band like AC/DC out on the road, it's probably all triggered anyway, right?
No, I don't think so. But no. This record sounds kind of triggered. There's some triggered stuff there.
Yeah.
I can see Lou and there's Donnie. Or no, Joey's giving me the finger. That's a radio sight gag, folks.
Ooh.
You can say the finger, right?
You could say the finger, yeah.
Right.
So you were seeming in good form last night with the skeleton super jam.
Yeah, they let me get up there and do a little of the rock thing, you know.
And are you on for tonight, for live tonight?
Yeah, we're headed out there right now. In fact, you know, like, when you go to Hoboken from, you know, the tunnel up here by 48th Street.
Yeah.
You can get over there from there, right? We don't have to go to the downtown tunnel.
No, you can get there from Lincoln. Just sort of go around that circle and down the hill and follow Kennedy Boulevard, I think. It's real easy to find. Just head in that direction,
right.
You know, south.
There's some signs for Hoboken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know where it is. I'm supposed to know where I'm going because I'm the guy who's from here, sort of. Let's see, what other vibe things? I was thinking of some vibes. Somehow shot right through the other side of my head. I did have a good time last night at that place.
I liked your guitar. I thought it was a sexy guitar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The new Firebird? Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Uh-huh.
It's big, and so far no one's knocked it over, so I haven't gotten in the end-all fight.
Hey, Manitoba was sure being shy last night.
Oh.
Well, you know, he's got a big gig tonight, and I heard that he had some kind of, like, polyps or something on his throat.
Ooh.
The Stevie Nicks disease. So, and I think he's even getting laser surgery or something.
Wow.
Ooh.
I think that's just a story, though. Actually, I think they're just changing the brain implants.
Yeah, the electrodes in his neck are being realigned.
Yeah, they start to run down.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be good for 8 years, but they got to get in there to change the batteries.
So does Lou got any jokes?
Lou, you guys, does Lou got any jokes? They're listening. I can see him. He's waving, and Joe says no. Maybe by next week.
We're waving, too.
More radio sight gags.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll get Lou and Donnie down here next week after their Maxwell's sound check.
Sound check at Maxwell's.
Yeah.
That's a double negative.
I think that's a great room for the skeletons, Maxwell.
No, actually, since they had the benefit where, you know, all the musicians who don't make any money anyway, and played for nothing so they could fix up the sound system. At least they did fix up the sound system.
Yeah, and I like the low ceiling thing where it bounces, you know, where it comes off the ceiling.
It's good for all of us with the high-end damage, you know.
It helps, you know. It's good for guitars.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it, it sort of pushes it down in that in-your-face range.
Oh, yeah. That Supro sounded good, too, after all the work on it. This thing sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
I was pleased. So that's the vibe. So Skeletons Tonight at Live Tonight.
And Roscoe is on that one.
And Comedy, Rock and Comedy Club.
And the Skeletons, a little of both. Yeah.
Let's see, what other news? I know there's something. It's next week is the Brownies thing.
What's that?
Oh, Thing and Krista and blah, blah, blah.
Is that all the same night?
Yeah, well, Krista's thing is in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
During the Hound Show, I guess.
They found Krista's, her pal's, the chicken man who boiled her pal up.
Right.
He's fit to stand trial, I hear.
Yeah, but he's really... He's unfit to...
No, he's fit. They found him sane to stand trial.
What, that was after he said that marijuana will save America?
Yes.
His lawyer quit, by the way.
So who'd he get?
He got a new public defender.
Oh, boy. Well, one can only hope. You know, they ought to send him into the prison. You know, they talk about how things cost so much in prison, you know.
Oh, no.
He should just start his thing there, you know. And then he can be, you know, boiling down some inmates, you know.
You mean in the kitchen?
Yeah, inmate stew, you know, kind of a...
Yum.
Sautéed inmate.
Ooh.
Sautéed. I think... For taste, what you really need is those little Swiss girls.
Yeah, the little Swiss girls, they bring a flavor of their own, from a flavor, an old world flavor, if you will. Here we are in America, the land obsessed with refrigeration and soap. It's a crazy idea. Clean and cool, crisp and refreshing. Well, I gotta go. There's a sound check to be done.
Okay, Ross.
And a deli tray with some shiny cheese. So, aloha from me and the Skeletons entourage. Hopefully we'll see some... there were some Hound listeners down there last night, but they were the kind that just stand around and look at you. Now, if you're a Hound listener and you come to the bar and you really don't know what to say, just buy a drink, hand it over, and then go back to that... gaze that you get. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll see you.
Oh, yeah. People were yelling for butt steak.
Yeah, I know. Well, oh, you guys going to play it, right?
We got butt steak here, yeah.
All right, well, we'll give it the car radio test.
Okay, guy.
Bye-bye.